You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
I think we have to put something in there, don't we? It might be better than coffee, but it wouldn't exist without coffee. And good morning to each and every one of you. It is Thursday, September the 14th. The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 81 or 89.3. The Breakfast Show going through till 10 o'clock. I tell you what, we've got a couple of interesting birthdays, which two professions on the same sort of day, but over a period of years. We'll look at those a bit later, because one of them's quite long. But if we go to the year 1961, Wendy Morso was born, Nee Thomas. She's known for being the namesake and mascot by being the daughter and fourth child of American businessman Dave Thomas. And what did he do? Well, he was the founder of Wendy's.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the morning.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Waiting in the
going to go and bring us in on this Thursday morning. That's Genesis for you. It's called Misunderstanding. We're 5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Got to say a good morning. Big good morning this morning. Good morning to the good lady, to Christina. She's in a car right now, making her way to the airport, going off to San Diego to visit family, mum and sister and brother-in-law and the cousin, the nephews and nieces up there. And so anyway, have a safe trip, have a wonderful time, and remember, keep in touch. So Christina on her way off to have a bit of a vacation, going up to Vancouver as well, which will be really nice. Have a safe trip. See you in a couple of weeks. Yes, shout, but don't shout it too loudly. It's still fairly early in the morning. It's 10 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. Right, I tell you what, let's say a very good morning because we're bright and early this morning. Good morning to Renee. Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Good morning to you, Renee. It says, good morning, TGI. That's it. Thank God it's almost Friday. Have a great trip, Christina. And today I browsed the Thursday Farmers Market this morning. One of my favourite things to do. So many beautiful fresh fruits and veggies. And of course, I always have to stop at Marks and Spencer's. I know it's very, very difficult to resist. You're lucky you got one. Marks and Spencer's food on the walk back to my car. You asked if we could play Nancy Sinatra. These boots are made for walking. Also, let me say a very good morning to Lucy. Lucia, she's also making her way to the airport, joining Christina. And, yeah, it's going to be a big family affair over there in San Diego. Absolutely brilliant. Indeed, Nancy Sinatra, and these boots are made for walking, which reminds me, remember when we were talking with Andreas yesterday, and Frank Sinatra came up because of our good friends there at Frank's place over in Costa Leste, gave an amazing, wonderful $100 voucher celebrating the 17th year of Cool FM. And so we gave a question on Frank Sinatra. He said, did he have any children? I said, of course he did. And Nancy Sinatra was one of them. He didn't have a clue who she was. So we played something stupid with the both of them yesterday. Time on the breakfast show, we're just 14 minutes right now. That's after the hour, 7 o'clock. So it's about the right time to, well, get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Thursday morning. 14th of September, by the way, so we're 2 weeks into the month of September. there goes Rick Astley. Yes, you can't mistake him, can you? Rick Astley and Together Forever in the Shower this morning. Keep an eye on the time, 18 after 7. A couple of good mornings. Good morning to Marva. Marva just dropped a line. Marva Christie, you asked if I could play a piece of music for you. I will dig that out for you in a few minutes' time. Of course, we can do that. And let's see, what else have I got to say? Oh, nothing. George Harrison and My Sweet Lord. Go. Nice and relaxing, isn't it? George Harrison there and My Sweet Lord. And getting back to Marva, Marva Christie. Good morning again, Marva. I managed to find, well, it wasn't that difficult, the piece of music you asked for. We happened to be talking about Frank and Nancy Sinatra. And you asked if we could play Frank Sinatra's My Way.
And now the end is near, and so I face final curtain, my friends, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few. But then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the thing he truly
is for Marva this morning, Marva Christie, and it's, of course, Frank Sinatra and My Way. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 27 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. What do we normally do on a Thursday? Well, if we can, we talk with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman, about tech. Unfortunately, he's got a business meeting this morning. I know he was travelling the last couple of weeks, so he's probably catching up. So Alex won't be with us. So there's plenty of great music between us now going through until 10 o'clock this morning. We will be checking in, of course, in around about an hour's time with Ingrid and with Yasmin, and we'll see if we can find a couple of people born on this day in the world of music as well. But so well, we're making our way down to the bottom of the hour, so I think we'll do this, and then we'll take our morning look at some of the international news and a little bit of business as well.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
La Línea 3 beneficiará a una población de más de 500.000 habitantes de la provincia de Panamá Oeste. Con el sistema monorriel, atenderá una demanda inicial de 160.000 usuarios.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and great to be with you this morning. We're just 30 seconds away from half past the hour of 7 o'clock. Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning, and whatever practical cooperation emerges from this week's summit, this is between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, their deepening relationship is aimed at sending their rivals a warning, analysts have said. Calling each other comrade, and the men toasted their friendship on Wednesday after Putin showed Kim around Russia's most modern space launch facility, and they held talks alongside their defense ministers. The two countries have an interest in demonstrating that despite their geopolitical isolation, they have partners that they can call on, and both seek to weaken US-led sanctions and pressure campaigns against Russia over the war in Ukraine and against North Korea for its nuclear weapons and missile programs, said analysts. And Ukraine struck Russian air defense systems near the town of Yevpatoria in the west of occupied Crimea in a long-range overnight attack on Thursday, the Ukrainian military said. Russia's defense ministry said in a statement that its air defenses had shot down 11 drones overnight over the peninsula, which Russia seized from Ukraine in 2014. It made no mention of any damage. And a video circulated on social media showing powerful explosions and a plume of smoke rising in the night sky, illuminated by a blaze. Well, for soldiers of Ukraine's Spartan Brigade, danger could lurk behind every bush and in every field as they fight in Kiev's counteroffensive against deeply entrenched Russian forces. Progress through vast Russian minefields and heavily fortified defenses has been slower than many Ukrainians had hoped since the counteroffensive began in early June. Taiwan is not for sale, the island's foreign minister said in a stern rebuke of Elon Musk, who asserted Taiwan was an integral part of China, as the billionaire again waded into the thorny issue of relations between Beijing and Taipei. Elon Musk, the owner of the social media platform X, formerly of course known as Twitter, as well as the Tesla electronic car company and Starlink satellite network, made the comment to the All In Summit in Los Angeles, uploaded to YouTube this week. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Thursday that in the past 24 hours it had detected 40 Chinese Air Force aircraft entering the island's air defense zone, mostly flying to the south of Taiwan and into the Bashi Channel. At least four of the aircraft also crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait to the northwest of the island, according to a map the ministry provided. Survivors of the flood that swept away the center of the Libyan city of Derna picked through the ruins on Thursday to search of loved ones from among thousands of dead and missing, while authorities feared an outbreak of disease from rotting bodies. A torrent unleashed by a powerful storm burst dams on Sunday night and hurtled down a seasonal riverbed that bisects the city, washing multi-story buildings into the sea with sleeping families inside. Mexican lawmakers heard testimony that we are not alone, this is in the universe, and saw the alleged remains of non-human beings in an extraordinary hearing marking the Latin American country's first congressional event on UFOs. In the hearing on Tuesday on FANI, the Spanish acronym for what are usually now termed Unidentified Anomalous Phenomenon, or UAP. Politicians were shown two artifacts of Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast Jaime Massan claimed were the corpses of extraterrestrials. China's central bank has asked some of the country's biggest lenders to refrain from immediately squaring their foreign exchange positions in the market and to run open positions for a while in order to alleviate downside pressure on the yuan, two sources with knowledge of the matter have said. As part of this informal window guidance, banks have been asked not to square their positions in the interbank foreign exchange market after any US dollar sales to clients until their spot foreign exchange position hits a certain level, said the sources. The United Auto Workers on Wednesday outlined plans for a series of strikes targeting individual US auto plants in what would be its first ever simultaneous strike against the Detroit 3 automakers if agreements are not reached by late Thursday. Tesla has combined a series of innovations now to make a technological breakthrough that could transform the way it makes electric vehicles and help Elon Musk achieve his aim of halving production costs, by people familiar with the move have said. The company pioneered the use of huge presses with 6,000 to 9,000 tons of clamping pressure to mold the front and rear structures of its Model Y in a giga-casting process that slashed production costs and left rivals scrambling to catch up. Beijing on Thursday blasted the launch of a probe by the European Commission into China's electric vehicle subsidies as protectionist and warned it would damage economic and trade relations as shares of Chinese EV makers slipped. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced the investigation on Wednesday, accusing China of flooding global markets with electric cars that had artificially low prices because of huge state subsidies. And European shares, well, they inched higher on Thursday, with investors cautious ahead of the European Central Bank's rate decision, where it is likely to raise interest rates for a 10th consecutive time. Markets are now pricing in a 65% chance of a 25 basis point hike that could take Europe's key interest rate to a record peak, up from around 40% chance. This was on Monday. Now, the pan-European stocks at 600 inched 0.1% higher by 08.05 Greenwich Mean Time today, supported by healthcare and commodity-linked stocks. The energy index, that gained 1%, tracking a recovery in crude prices, while miners added 1.7% on firmer metal markets. Neste climbed 3.1% as Goldman Sachs raised the Finnish oil refiner and biofuels producer's stock rating to buy. Oil rebounded on Thursday, with Brent crude topping $93 a barrel for the first time this year, as expectations of a tighter supply outlook for the rest of 2023 overshadowed concerns over weaker economic growth and rising U.S. inventories. Brent crude, that was up $1.20, or 1.3%, at $93.08 by 1100 Greenwich Mean Time, after touching $93.11 for its highest since November of 2022. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude, WTI, that gained $1.14, or 1.3%, to $89.66, having also hit a 10-month high. So there we go. That's it. Some of the international news items for you here this morning on The Breakfast Show. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
To you, and I walked all night, lost in the silent city lights, thinking of you, wondering will I lose my mind. After all,
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee. No sense in dancing around the subject of
gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now, there's nothing here to fear.
There we go, two in a row. Michael Bublé, yes, Bubbly Bublé was the first one, and after all, featuring Brian Adams on there as well, and following up the unmistakable voice of Stevie Nicks, and Talk to Me. And that was for her third solo studio album, which was called Rock a Little, released in 1985, and it was written by Chas Sanford. The song was released as the lead single off of the album that was in October of 85, through Modern Records. The single became a big hit for Stevie Nicks, peaking at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 2 weeks, and peaking at number 1 on the Billboard Top Mainstream Rock Songs chart for 2 weeks. They probably even got a chart over there in the States, haven't they, for the worst song. Got to number 1. Right, I mentioned at the beginning of the program when we're looking at people born on this day, and I said there's a couple here. Sometimes seems, doesn't it, on the same day of the same month, you get people born with similar attributes. We're going to start in 1804 with John Gould. Now, he was an English ornithologist and a bird artist who published a number of monographs on birds, illustrated by plates that he produced with the assistance of his wife, Elizabeth Gould, and several other artists. Now, he has been considered the father of bird study in Australia, and the Gould League in Australia is named after him. His identification of the birds, now nicknamed Darwin's finches, played a role in the inception of Darwin's theory of evolution by natural selection and his work is referenced in Charles Darwin's book on the origin of species. How about that? And go forward 105 years to the year 1909. Sir Peter Scott. Gosh, I remember Peter Scott. I remember him when he was on TV when I was a kid. He was a British ornithologist, conservationist and a painter. He was knighted in 1973 for his contribution to the conservation of wild animals. He had been a founder of the World Wildlife Fund, a founder of several wetland bird sanctuaries in Britain, and an influence on international conservation. Sir Peter Scott. Yeah, I remember watching him. Gosh, that goes back a bit, doesn't it? Wasn't exactly 1905 or 1909. It's Coldplay, boys and girls. Viva la vida.
I used to rule the world, seas would rise when I gave the word. Now in the morning I sleep alone, sweep the streets I used to own.
We'll be right back.
go. That is Noel Gallagher's high-flying birds there. And it's called Black Star Dancing. And it came off an EP, in actual fact, Black Star Dancing. It was the second extended play by Noel Gallagher's high-flying birds. And released on the 14th of June back in 2019 on, wait for it, 12-inch black vinyl. 12-inch picture disc and a 12-inch pink vinyl as well. See, vinyls come back. Somebody, one of my guests, Robert, when he was in, asked me if I had a record player. And I said that no, funny, I don't. And of course the thing is, all my vinyls, well, they disappeared, didn't they? Long time ago. Oh dear, some things to regret. Anyway, that was released on all the, by the way, it was not just on the discs, it was also on digital download and on all the streaming services as well. The EP features the title track and lead single Black Star Dancing, along with two new tracks, which was Rattling Rose and Sail On. Oh, I like that one. Now, let me see. Real Love. This is from Dry as a Bone. I got one of those big Australian coats, which are made by a company called Dry as a Bone. Dry as a Bone. And if you are keeping an eye on the time, well, we're 30 seconds after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3.
Waking you up every morning, your baby.
FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
¿Amas la historia y la cultura? Únete al Museo del Canal y sé parte de un legado que ha trascendido generaciones. Adquiriendo tu membresía al Museo del Canal, haces posible que más niños y jóvenes de diversas comunidades y escuelas de todo el país redescubran su historia. Conviértete en un miembro y sumérgete en la fascinante historia que rodea la construcción del canal. Para más información, museodelcanal.com o al WhatsApp 6576-9335 o visita el Museo del Canal ubicado en Casco Antiguo frente a la Plaza Catedral. Museo del Canal, donde la historia cobra vida.
Estamos muy felices de anunciarles que Mega Producciones ya tiene local, llamado Mundo Kids, ubicado en Atrio Mall Costa del Este, piso 3, donde puedes llevar a tus hijos a divertirse, con show, parque, personajes y también puedes realizar fiestas de cumpleaños. Contáctalos, mundokidspty01@gmail.com, WhatsApp 6317-6563 y su cuenta de Instagram Mundo Kids Panamá 1. Ven y disfruta con nosotros.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Yeah, I wanna find you.
Two in a row. First one of those two came from the Bleachers, and it was called Chinatown, and featuring on there the Boss. Yes, Bruce Springsteen was in there as well. Right, that was followed on Post Malone and a little track called Circles. And Circles, by the way, that was his fourth US number one. Spent 61 weeks on the Hot 100 chart. It was also the most played radio song of 2020. And there you go, Post Malone. Post Malone, by the way, I mean, when you see a picture, he looks very country. Didn't sound it, did it? Austin Richard Post, and known professionally as Post Malone, an American rapper, singer, songwriter, and record producer. Known for his, variegated vocals. And Malone has gained acclaim for blending genres and subgenres of hip-hop, pop, R&B, and trap. There's a new one, trap. Is that a rap with a T in front? Apparently it's a subgenre of hip-hop music that originated in the southern United States in the 1990s. The genre gets its name from Atlanta slang term trap house, a house used exclusively to sell drugs. Well, there we go. Need I say more? We're going to take one more piece of music when we come back from that. Let's check in with Ingrid, shall we? This is When in Rome. The Promise.
I'm sorry, but I'm just thinking of the right words to say. I know they don't sound the way I planned them to be. And if I had to walk the world, that
There we go. That is the Promise and the band When in Rome, an English synth pop new wave group. And, well, they're best known for that song, for their 1988 single, The Promise, which was their only top 40 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 in the United States. As of July 2012, in actual fact, two bands using When in Rome name, although the original lineup has been disbanded since. Right, if you keep an eye on the time, I can tell you now, it is a few seconds away from 28 minutes before the hour. What am I talking about? Yeah, that's right, 28 minutes after, let's get that right, after the hour of 8 o'clock. And you wouldn't believe the clock was only about 2 feet from my face, would you? Let's see where Ingrid is.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, what a crisp Thursday morning. Nice and cool and crisp. Wow, needed a blankie on the bed last night. That's kind of nice. Although Chelsea did seem to take up most of the space, and her little warm body, well, she's not so little anymore, but she is a warm body for sure. Well, she is outside. She's not eating her breakfast. I think she's off her feed. I heard some belly growls in her tummy last night, and I'm thinking, she probably ate something from the yard like she shouldn't have, and now so she got a little belly going on, belly grumbling. But wow, cool, crisp morning, beautiful day. Oh, gonna be lovely. Can't wait. Got some things I have to do working around the computers, but then I want to do some work in the yard. Got a few things that I need to get done before the weekend starts. And oh, what a beautiful weekend is coming. Yes, it is. Oh, look, the cook has a sweet potato growing out here with, I don't know, it's just growing without anything else. It's just got a lot of green, what do you call that, leafy vegetables kind of stuff. Looks like it could use a little water, so I'll give it a little water, and it'll say,
"Oh, thank you very much for the water, lady."
There it goes. Now you've got some water. Good for you. So the sweet potato's growing. She's got kind of stuff all over the yard. Looks like she's trying to start another garden of avocado trees. We must have, what is that, 5-6 stones growing right now with a bunch of leaves poking through those stones. She said she clipped the tops off and then they start to break off and make branches. So hopefully we'll have some more avocado trees. I know we got a handful of people who sure do want them because our avocados are the best. They're big, they're nice, they're not watery, they're very full of flavor, and nummy nummy, make great guacamole. All right, well, tomorrow is that one day of the week that I look forward to. It is Freaky Friday Fun Facts, and I can't wait to get started. Gonna do my research tonight and get my recording done for tomorrow. All right, you guys be safe, and back to you in the studio!
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside. I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It started me in my sweet dream. 'Cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my load. A pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. And you can be sure that if you're feeling right, a daydream will last long into the night. Tomorrow at breakfast you may pick up your ears, or you may be daydreaming for a thousand years. What a day for a daydream. Custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. Thank you.
last forever.
On the Breakfast Show.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old. Try to dig what we all say. Trying to cause a big sensation. I'm just talking about my generation. What we all
say.
I'm trying to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. Cause we could get around.
There we go, three tracks. I played them then and I'm playing them again. Yes, indeedy. Going back to the 60s, we started off with Daydream from the Loving Spoonful. And they were an American folk rock band, and the song was written by John Sebastian, issued as a single in February of 1966, and was the title track of the band's second album as well, Daydream, released the following month. That was followed on by The Kinks, yes, All Day and All of the Night, and that was 1964 when they released the single, reached number two in the UK on the Record Retailer chart. Gosh, number seven on the US Billboard Hot 100 chart in 1965. The song was included on the Kink Size Hits EP in the United Kingdom and the Kinks' second American album, which was called Kinks Size. And last but not least, it was, of course, The Who and My Generation. And that became a hit and one of their most recognisable songs as well. The song was named the 11th greatest song by Rolling Stone on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Why? It's simple. It was My Generation. This is what used to be Captain James Blunt, but now just James Blunt. The song, So Long Jimmy. Thank you. So Long, Jimmy, from James Blunt. I tell you what, I was looking at some of the other people got birthdays today. Let's see who we've got. We've got quite a few actors, in actual fact, have got birthdays today. We've got Jack Hawkins. Now, this is going back in time. I remember him as a kid, but he was a lot of the old films. A guy called Jack Hawkins, 1910 he was born. He was an English actor who appeared in such films as The Cruel Sea, The Bridge on the River Kwai, Lawrence of Arabia, Lord Jim, Ben-Hur, Zulu, When Eight Bells Toll, Young Winston, and Oh, What a Lovely War. He was previously married to actress Jessica Tandy. If you're a sort of movie buff and you like some of those old movies, you probably would have known. And we've got another one, Clayton Moore. Now, I remember this as a little kid because I used to watch this on a little black and white TV. Clayton Moore, he was born in 1914. He was an American actor, best known for playing the fictional Western character, The Lone Ranger, on television. On the television series of the same name. And I can remember the intro to that with him riding his white horse and it rearing up and he didn't fall off, which was really quite amazing. Here's the Police Boys and Girls. Keep an eye on the time. We're making our way to 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we do have it again for you at 9. Still to come, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. See how her day went yesterday. And perhaps we'll have a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. You never know your luck, do you? That is the Police, of course, wrapped around your finger. The time is 11 minutes before 9 o'clock. Now, moving on. Where'd that come from? Not one of mine. Father and son.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy.
Rowan Keating.
That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. You can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something.
There we go. Yes, a little bit of a beat-up version there. Father and Son, the metrophonic mix, rather. Rowan Keating. Now, yeah, that's a good dance track, but, well, perhaps you if you don't want to dance. An album that came out by Celine Dion in 1993 was called The Colour of My Love, and one of the tracks on that album was Refuse to Dance.
To the dance, wear your party dress.
Tell you what, we're about 2.5 minutes right now. That's away from the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Don't forget, coming up in a couple of minutes then, it's the news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
'Cause we play
this.
Thank you.
that's the Climax Blues Band and Couldn't Get It Right. Story of my life. Started off, of course, the amazing voice of George Michael. Gosh, how I miss him and Roxanne. 20 minutes right now after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music. We'll check in with Yasmin, see how her day went yesterday. What's in store for her during today? And a couple of people born on this day in music. This isn't one of them, though. This is Cara Emerald and Just One Dance. Just One Dance. She's having a good time, is she? Cara Emerald. Time? 24. After the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's time to say good morning to Yasmin.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. With me is Alex.
Who? Of course we miss Alex. It's a shame because I wanted, today, because the last couple of days, Apple made their announcements about new phones and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're still playing catch-up
mm-hmm.
with other people like Samsung.
Yes.
Yes.
But
it's a shame he couldn't make it. Hopefully next week.
Mm-hmm.
And we can cover all that as well. How was your day yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went to two events.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, remember, I went to Sheraton.
That's right.
In the morning. So it was the award ceremony of the National Scientific Journalism Contest.
Oh, really? Journalism?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they were giving recognitions also to mm-hmm. all the media.
Oh, good. What did we get?
Let me tell you, that support scientific and educational issues.
Oh, that's us then, really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And one of them, that's why I went, mm-hmm. that was the digital magazine Impacto Positivo, which is the other work I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the honor to receive this recognition. In addition, Grada Radio also was received recognition.
You got recognition?
Yes, because my boss couldn't make it.
Ah.
So I got all the photos and videos.
Oh, cool.
And clapping and everything.
Oh, wow. Just like being here, really, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yes, I mean, I'm clapping all the time.
And, of course, also Grada Radio got recognition because they have a Cinecid program mm-hmm. at QO Stereo.
Okay.
That's once a week. And, of course, they got also the recognition.
Oh, wonderful. Who got mm-hmm. that one? Who went got that one?
No, I don't know. Somebody else.
Somebody got that. And what did we get, yes?
We are part of Grada Radio, so...
No, but I mean the record. Well, we got our own company.
Mm-hmm.
Panama Broadcasting Company. Does sound BBC. Does sound quite big, doesn't it? You and me and Christina. Christina's not here, is she?
Oh, yes.
She's gone.
We meet her already.
She's gone on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Without me.
Yes.
Hang on.
And without me.
Without
Lala.
And without Lala. It's not funny.
Do you think she's listening?
No.
Where is she right now?
She's waiting to board the plane.
Ah,
her flight leaves at 10 o'clock, so they're probably starting to do the boarding now.
Ah, okay, yes.
So, mm-hmm. yeah. She had to be there bright and early. She, mm-hmm. she was, she, they came to pick her up here just before, well, before we started the program.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a long day already.
Mm, okay.
Mm,
so that's good.
So, who else got awards, by the way? Anybody?
Well, yes, let me tell you, there were 12 prizes awarded to the Scientific Reporting Contest. And I was surprised because the majority of the winners are young journalists.
Oh, no wonder I didn't get anything then.
Which proves that youth seek positive change in our country.
I think mm-hmm. youth is driving the change.
Yes, I really love that.
Mm-hmm. Because we're sick to death.
Mm-hmm.
For these old people that are in there
mm-hmm.
doing bad things,
mm-hmm.
and we want some fresh air.
Exactly.
Well, we got a chance in May next year.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I have to send congratulations to all the winners, and thanks to Cenacid mm-hmm. also for holding these types of events that highlights the importance of journalism in the media and the media.
Mm-hmm. Mm, absolutely. And this year, don't forget to do the best English language radio show.
Yes, we have to be in touch with them.
You can always live in hope, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
We got an award. No, we got an award.
Mm-hmm.
Up there, see?
Yes.
From the American Society.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also at night, remember it was the press conference of Entre Nos?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, mm-hmm. We had Robert in the other day.
Yeah, that was a fun night, and we really enjoyed it. Talking to them,
mm-hmm.
to the whole band, and they were talking about the story of the band and mm-hmm. how they made this new album
mm-hmm.
during the pandemic. And we saw the video also about how they made it.
Oh,
it was
really?
So funny.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And the concert is tomorrow
mm-hmm.
at 8 p.m. and it's free. It's totally free for everybody at Rock and Folk.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can go there and enjoy this nice music. I really love it.
The
so
album,
fresh.
The album is good. It's so,
fresh
it's so,
music.
I mean, when they sent us the other day, I was so surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. No, excellent, because it's showing another side of the band, which mm-hmm. is great. Excellent. Well
yes.
done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I was busy
okay.
yesterday.
And what are you doing today?
Today, I have to work.
Oh,
I have a lot of work.
Heaven forbid.
Yes, because yesterday I couldn't do a lot.
Oh, heaven forbid you have to work. I'm lucky, I don't have to.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Hey, have we got anybody today? I know we, yes, we do, don't we? Mm-hmm. Born on this day in music.
Mm-hmm. The first one is Barry Cosell.
Mm-hmm.
From American singing group The Cosells. You said you don't know them, right?
I never heard of them, I'll be honest with you. And then when you mentioned it, I said, well, let me see. I've got them in my library.
Uh-huh. And they had in 1967 U.S. number 2 single The Rain, The Park and Other Things. And in 1969 U.S. number 2 single The Theme from Hair. TV's Partridge Family was based on the Cosells family.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I mean, I remember.
Oh, you know them? Okay.
I remember the other lot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And this guy, Barry, died from injuries caused by Hurricane Katrina in 2005.
Really?
His body was not recovered until December 28, 2005, from the Chartres Street Wharf, New Orleans. He was 51.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, born 1954, yeah. A young guy.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of them. Cowsills.
Hmm. Let's try the song.
Well, shall we?
Which one you got? The Rain, The Park, and the Other
Things? I've got, yes, The Rain, The Park, and...
Other Things.
Yes,
okay.
Other Things.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the city in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. Sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew.
I knew.
She could make me happy.
Happy.
She could make me very happy. I was in her head. Sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did he go?
And all I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew,
she had made me happy.
Happy, happy. She had made me
flowers in her hair.
There we go. So that is the Cowsills. I tell you what, I listened to a piece of music and I say to myself, that rings a bell. The beginning of it. Oh, where's your mic gone?
Hello.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
No, listening to the beginning. I have this sort of thing. I'll hear something. I say, something that reminds me of another record.
Yes. Uh huh.
So yeah, let's just play the beginning of that one again.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and this one.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, it does.
Does, you see? Mm-hmm. And it sounds a little bit like Flowers in the Rain,
the
track.
Mm-hmm.
See, there you go. Flowers in the Rain. That one, Flowers in the Rain, that was by The Move.
Mm-hmm.
Around about the same time.
But,
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But this one was good, too.
Oh, no, it was good. But the thing is, as soon as I hear something like that, I'd be very good being working as a, sort of one of these people that does sort of listens to records and says, you stole something. But it's like the, you know, sometimes when you find artists, they make records and they sample parts of somebody else's record in the back, and I like trying to find those as well. Now that really, I can hear that. Like there's one of Michael Jackson's tracks which is sampled by somebody. Another one does sample some of Annie Lennox's song.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I completely digress.
Mm-hmm.
That was the Castle. No, it is a good track and typical of the period as well.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So that one. Now,
let's continue with the other one.
Yeah, more my scene. This one.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That was Morten Harket.
Uh huh.
He was born in 1959.
Mere child.
Singer, yeah, singer, songwriter. With their 1985 single Take On Me, became the first Norwegian group to score a US number one, and later at the 1986 MTV Video Music Award, the video for Take On Me won 6 awards. On 17 February 2020, the music video for Take On Me reach 1 billion views on YouTube.
Yeah, if I remember rightly, the video for that, because it still sticks in my mind, was a sketch of the artist, and then the sketch would go to sort of like reality.
Do you remember that one? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it's one of those videos that really sticks in your mind because it was so new at the time. Artificial intelligence there, I tell you.
Exactly.
It's like this program.
Mm-hmm.
No intelligence here, anyway. Shall we have this one?
Yes, sure.
Thank you. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
One is called Living at the End of the World. Why did I play that one, you might well ask?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because that came off of an album by A-ha, which was released on the 4th of September in 2015. Mm-hmm. And the album's called Cast in Steel. Brilliant album. I like it. But just because that was the 30 years difference between Take On Me and Living at the End of the World, and they still sound great. They sound a bit different, which
exactly.
is good.
Exactly, you can feel the difference.
Yeah, which is good, more mature. It's like another one who really changed his voice was Boy George. He didn't make anything for a while, and when he did, he came back with this really sort of gruff. I must see if I can find it, because he's really quite gruff, his voice. I wouldn't have recognised him, but there we go. Aha. That was it then. That was exciting, wasn't it?
Yes, so nice.
Yes, I thought so. Should we go and have a rest?
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right, yes, we'll be back, won't we, tomorrow? It's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
TGIF tomorrow.
Finally.
Yes. Thank you. And plenty of great music coming up tomorrow as well.
Oh, yes.
All right, let me see. I'm going to play another track, and while I do that, I'm going to see if I can find that song by Astral Fat by Culture Club. In the meantime,
oh, yes.
How about a bit of Bananarama, darling?
Good.
Your Own sounds a little bit like the Spice Girls to me.
Yes, I don't remember that song.
No, I don't. But it reminds me of one of the songs. It probably wasn't by by what did I just say? It wasn't by
the last group, you mean?
Yes.
No,
I was just mentioning that they sounded, Bananarama sounded like Spice Girls.
Uh-huh.
There we are. You have to go back and redo the sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, not so much the Spice Girls, but Jerry Halliwell, when she went solo.
Mm.
And I like Jerry Halliwell, apart from the fact that she's married to the head of the Red Bull racing team.
Okay.
We don't talk about that. But no, I mentioned Culture Club, did I not? And it was, and they brought out this album, this was in 2018, the album's called Life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see how, you know, Boy George hadn't done anything. He said, in actual fact, he said, we started this 4 years ago. We were recording in Spain and we had a really great time doing it. I'm kind of really glad that we did it. this year because da 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 da, etc., etc., etc. But his voice, and you know, to me, when I heard it, his voice had changed quite a bit. What do you think? It's called Modern Silence.
Watching you play your favorite song, shutters down, headphones on. I want the world to know my pain. You play a cold game, wounded soul by polar tears. Whisper your name so no one hears. I'll be the mirror of all you fear. I play a slow.
Think of that one, yes?
I love it.
He's changed. His voice changed, isn't he?
Oh, yes, of course.
That's what sex, drugs, and rock and roll will do to you now. Well, that's it then, yes?
Oh, yes.
Shall we go?
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. See you tomorrow, yeah. TGIF tomorrow. Big thanks goes out to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her check-in with us this morning. And to Yasmin, of course, and doing all our background work. All us for going out and going everywhere, because I don't go out very often. I hide. So big thanks to Yasmin for doing all that and doing our social media, etc., etc., etc. So that's Yasmin and my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. The boys and girls at Group Regatta keep us up and running. Thank you very much, especially to Isaac, who's with there bright and early. And, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3. Cool FM, so you just heard. We'll be back with you 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Tomorrow is Friday, so we've got our freaky fun facts with Ingrid. And, well, whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, as we say, please, please, please do it carefully. Why? Because we want to be talking to you tomorrow, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-ta! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.